Monday, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rod Stutz. Time for more trivia. Freddie Kiger. And since it is the holiday season, we get...
Yeah, we're playing tunes.
Music trivia around here. Yeah.
What today, you got today? We're doing... it is a contemporary tune, but mm-hmm. it's not in the holly jolly rocking around the Christmas tree. It's a little more sedate.
Sedate, meaningful, relaxed.
Powerful, yeah. a little more meaningful.
Okay.
Got a little punch to the message.
I get you, man. I figured it out. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah! Well, hey, by the way, are you ready?
Yeah, you going to hand it to me?
Do we have visitors?
Anthony Wellman just stopped in early this morning.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Anthony had a lot of work for the holidays, I bet. Had to come in early.
Yep.
Is that all you have to
say? That's all you got to say, eh?
It's the first time I've ever gotten a one-word answer out of him.
Well, we got at least a... Hey, you know, A and I graduated from the same high school.
Yeah.
A little love for North Forsyth.
Yeah. Go Vikings.
There we go. North Star, whose flame burns crimson, white, and blue.
Do you even know the words of that song?
You know the next one?
I was just thinking that, you know, that's a funny story to tell. Freddie Kiger came out when? 19...
Oh, God. 70.
70?
Thanks, A. You had to bring this up.
Long before Anthony was ever born.
Yeah. I came out in 2004. He knows the fight song verbatim better than I do, and I just left.
Why am I not surprised?
Hey, he just threw me under the bus. But it's okay. You know what? I'm going to wear it proudly.
I don't know my fight song for my high school either.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It just got ingrained.
Yeah, exactly.
I can even tell you, hey, I even know who wrote the dadgum thing. Neil Hayworth. Neil Hayworth wrote our alma mater and fight song.
See, Anthony
Go
didn't know that
North
either.
High Vikings, fight for victory. With your colors flying, we will... Uh-oh.
Put you under the tree.
That's good. All right. We just went from meaningful Christmas music.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
This is deteriorating quickly. You're going to hand me a song
and you want
me to play it,
that
right?
Ron's about to play is recorded back in 1974. It's perhaps one of my two favorites.
Uh-huh.
Name the tune that Ron's about to play.
All right, here we go. Listen up.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, eyes full of tinsel and fire.
Freddie, that song, it's easy for me because I remember playing it on the radio many times, but I also know that it happens to be your favorite.
Oh, I love this. I just love it. I mean, the imagery, the writing, the delivery, mm-hmm. the music, and I love the last line because it's so true. Mm-hmm. The Christmas we get, we deserve.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Well, they did it, but it was Greg Lake did it first. You know, he was with King Crimson, mm-hmm. I think Spooky Tooth as well, mm-hmm. Before he left that group. And he did it as a single, solo, 1974,
yep.
And then with his bandmates, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, mm-hmm. The next year. He wrote the tune, and Peter Sinfield, the powerful lyrics.
Yep.
Good
tune.
I get chills when I really relate.
He always tears up when he hears that song,
I love
folks.
That song. And then there's another one, then we're going to do it tomorrow.
All right. Look forward to it.
Thanks.